Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome in. I'm the Tailgate Barbecue Tailgate Show. Apologize. We got a little late starting out and had a little technical difficulty we had to get solved, but I think hopefully we got things worked out. I think we did. So, I think I already hear a caller coming up on the line here, but appreciate everybody listening tonight. Great weekend for barbecue. The weather was just outstanding out there. Pretty much, I think, across the southeast. Had a great weekend about anything. Great finish over there at the Masters. If anybody got a chance to take that in, Kathy and I, at Altatoga's Barbecue, we catered a very nice Masters group, Gojo and Purell Soap. They're pretty much their corporate deal. We catered that from Tuesday to Saturday night and had a great time over there. Really enjoyed that. So, hey, we missed out on the barbecue competitions, but looks like we had some good ones. We had the Come See Me Barbecue Festival up there in Big Rock Hill. And then we also had the cook-off down there in Hardeeville. I think they call that the South Carolina-Georgia border cook-off. So, but congratulations to our good friends All Smoked Up that did the doubleheader there. All Smoked Up takes first in butts and ribs. We had Doco Smoke and Can't Quit Smoke in second and third in butts. And then in ribs, we had No Pig Left Behind, Doug Quinn there in second, and 521 Barbecue. Not familiar with those guys, and third in ribs. So congrats again to Up and Smoke for that. And then also the at the festival down there in Hardeeville, I believe congratulations to, I believe it was, excuse me, Carolina Barbecue. So actually, you know what, that's just bonus that. We had a they did double for them as well. They took first in butts and first in ribs as well. And then Palmetto Smokehouse, second in both butts and ribs as well. Kind of interesting. I don't know if we ever had that, first and second, same two teams. And then third was Butts, Smoky Stacks, and then New River Barbecue there for the ribs there as well. So, but if you were able to take in one of those contests and want to call in, we'd love to hear from you, so give us a call here. I think we got a caller already, so we'll go ahead and click on that. I think this is 803-404. We got you live on the air, sir.
What's up, Chris?
It's late. I thought so. I thought that was you. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, good, man. I was just figured I'd stop by and speak to everybody and say congratulations. Everybody got a call this weekend, and I just want to give a shout-out to Clemson University, and what a great pick on a quarterback.
Yeah, I wish I was in my fall season here to talk a little about college football. Of course, yeah, we can always talk college football, but what Lee is talking about, and it's kind of interesting. I was actually, with the spring, I actually got up to South Carolina spring game on Saturday morning. We didn't have to do our catering job until that afternoon, and we were up there kind of talking about the, I guess SEC, ACC, and so forth, kind of group of guys. And there's Chad Kelly guy who's been kind of pretty outspoken so far at Clemson up there. But anyway, we were kind of talking. And I said, no, I don't think that guy's going to make it in the fall. Something's going to happen with him. And and everybody kind of agreed, you know, he just kind of, he's just been kind of had diarrhea of the mouth, basically, for lack of a better word, and evidently it really must have exploded over the weekend. So Clemson has released, actually, Chad Kelly. I don't know the exact story. I think there's a lot of things circulating out there on the Internet. One out there saying that the police actually had to escort him off the, I guess, the west end zone, which is kind of like where the locker room is at up there. So I guess here in the probably next 24 hours we'll get the full story maybe. But it looks like Chad Kelly is now gone, which puts the Tigers, quite honestly, a little bit of a pickle. You know, of course, Cole Stout is going to be the starter. Had a good spring game and all, and looked pretty good from what I hear. And then they've got out of Georgia, and he's pretty highly recruited, but pretty tough to step in and be a starter. So they're going to really kind of put some pressure at the quarterback position there. So if anybody wants to call and talk about that, but yeah, that's kind of interesting what happened up there at Clemson. But you know, back on our barbecue, kind of an interesting weekend. We're talking about Lee. I don't know if we've ever had. We had both contests, and the teams team down there at Hardeeville won first in Butts and Ribs, and then, of course, up there in Rock Hill, up in Smoke, also got first in Butts and Ribs as well. So I'm not sure if that's ever happened. Kind of unusual when you win both anyway, but kind of an interesting thing with both contests having the same scenario, and, of course, down there in Hardeeville. Palmetto Smokehouse was second, also Butts and Ribs as well. So kind of an interesting weekend cooking there. So everybody was, I think they had kind of a little bit lower turnout. I think these weekends in April make it a little tough on Masters weekend. So I think that might have hurt. They had spring games, a lot of teams doing their spring games, so I think that probably hurt the turnout a little bit. And like I said, with the Masters going on as well, that probably hurt it a little bit. And, of course, this coming weekend, actually no contest. This is Easter weekend, and I guess some people kind of stay away from the contest maybe. But no contest.
I'm cooking.
SCBA that is. So. What's that, Lee?
I said I'm cooking.
Yeah, I mean, SCBA, that's what I was going to talk about. But on the KCBS side, we've got the contests up there in Kings Mountain, I think, correct?
Yeah.
I know they have a lot of nice contests. I think Kings Mountain, Kannapolis, there's a pretty good little swing over there in that West North Carolina area, you know, with contests. I've heard a lot of guys that have gone up there and really enjoyed it. So have you seen how many teams are going to be up there in Kings Mountain yet by chance?
I think 44 right now.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's everybody knows the KCBS, they usually have a pretty good field. Usually you got at least minimum 25, 30 teams in the KCBS events. And then some of them, you know, there'll be 50, 60, 70 teams at them. So that's good. 44 teams should be a nice contest. And I think right now the weather looks pretty good, I believe. I know we're supposed to be getting some rain here in the next day to day and a half, maybe, but it's supposed to cool off a bit before it be so bad, and then hopefully it should be nice, especially up there in North Carolina. Maybe it'll be kind of nice this weekend for you guys.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be around 70, 72 degrees at a high on Saturday, so that'll be nice.
Now, are you going solo, I believe, or I mean, ask some other case your desk, and they're a little tougher. I think most people listening probably know, but case your BS, you know, you got four meets. Compared to, we talk a lot of SCBA and SDM, where generally you've got you know, at least one, something a lot of times 2 meets. So, and then, of course, the turn-ins are 30 minutes apart and not an hour apart. And, of course, in the KCBS, they do garnish, which is, I mean, you're not required to do garnish, but I would think that probably 95% or maybe more of that of the teams do the garnish. So it makes it a little bit more of a tough to handle. But you going solo? You got somebody else going with you? Or?
I'm going to go up Thursday and set up, and then I got a cousin of mine coming up Friday afternoon. He's going to stay with me Friday night and help. And then my wife and they got some family in Tennessee. They're going to come down and come to this one because it's about halfway. So they're going to come, and there'll probably be 8 or 9 people there Saturday.
Yeah, good. Well, that's good. I mean, it's good to have a little – those KCBS, you got to have a – another set of hands or something. I mean, that's a lot of stuff going on with you know, like I said, four meats instead of two, and then you got your garnish, and then the 30-minute turnaround. So it's certainly, I think personally, I guess it's a lot more important on your getting your timelines down and so forth. But you know, then also on the other side, you get it's makes you a lot better because you got at least four chances for a walk. You got four categories. Well, I guess you got more than that actually because you got grand and reserve. So got a lot of opportunities to walk in those contests. So that's why you usually see the numbers up on them, and then obviously the purse is a little bigger as well. What's the purse up there, Lad? I mean, I'm guessing 5,000-6,000, a little bit more than that, or
no? I think it's almost 11.
Is it really? Okay, good. Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah. I think last time I saw it, it was 10,200 or 10,600, something like that.
Great, man. That's a nice purse, and obviously that's another reason a lot of people go to the KCBS one. Of course, they got it, you know, obviously two more meets, the number should be up some for the category and all. So, well, that should be a good one. Then there's some pretty good teams up there in North Carolina. I'm sure they'll attract some from South Carolina, Tennessee, and probably from the northern part of Georgia as well, I think, will come over there. I know they have like a, maybe it's like a separate North Carolina trail or something. Is this event part of that? They've got like, was it three, four, or five events or something that kind of like a separate contest or something? Are you familiar with that?
They've actually got two different things up in North Carolina. One is that what you're talking about, and I think it's five or six contests you cook in, and the average winner overall wins something, and the second place wins something. And then they got a rib series, too, which is three cooks. I know two of them. One of them's Maggie Valley, and the other one's Tryon. Those are in. I can't think of the third one off the top of my head, but if the highest two scores out of those three in ribs wins like an overall something too, and I don't know if it's Smithfield Rib Challenge or something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, I believe it is Smithfield. I think they do a lot of them. I think I've been to a couple of KCBS where I've seen when they got that Smithfield Rib Challenge. I think they're like a big sponsor of the on the KCBS thing. So yeah, that's cool. Then you got some extra incentive then on if you're able to cook those other ones. Then you got something else to play for or to win as well. So I think Georgia does that as well. I think they got a separate little deal, I believe. And then I think at one time, I don't know if they're doing it, but they had something like that also. I think it was it's the Boss Hog in Waynesboro, and then, of course, the contest right here, my neck of the woods there in Evans, the Banjo Queue, and then the Festival Discovery. I think at one time they banded those three together. I don't know if they're still doing that or not. Well, that's a pretty doggone competitive field because the one in Waynesboro is pretty competitive. Got a lot of great teams from Georgia that throw that one, from South Carolina as well, and a couple other teams from that do a lot of traveling come to that one. And then of course the Banjo Queue was getting about 60 or 70 teams, and that's getting teams from all over the country. I mean, I think Johnny Craig's been there, and of course Mike Davis, a lot of bull. He's been there a couple times, and I think Mike Davis has won the Festival Discovery at least once, maybe twice. That's
he's won it the last 2 years.
In the last 2 years? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a beautiful beautiful rig. I always remember kind of late at night, kind of walk around and all, and he'd be kind of parked over on the side street, and got a beautiful motorhome, and then I think he's can't remember if he's got a Jambo, yeah. I mean, those things, it's amazing. If you walk by them, they look like kind of more so in the old days, you just go to those car places and, you know, they kind of have the showroom and all, and you see the car sitting up in there, all shiny and all, and that's what his grill reminded me of. I mean, I think you can almost see yourself in the paint of that thing. It was, it looked so good, so nice.
Well, they cost as much as a car.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, but for that, you probably should be able to see yourself in that shot, shouldn't you?
I think $10,000 or $12,000, something like that. I looked at them.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I've heard people say that just that paint alone is well over $1,000, that special paint they use for those things. So yeah, exactly. That's a heck of a rig out there. So yeah. So yeah. Let me pull. Go ahead.
if All Smoked Up keeps winning, they can have one for long.
Oh yeah, they'll probably have a Jambo and probably a they'll have a motorhome, about a 40-foot, and they got four guys.
So they'll have a bus, but it won't be brand new. Gary ain't gonna buy nothing new. He'll buy a smoker new. He ain't gonna buy a car new.
Yeah, I'll put a little plug in out there myself. I've got my little anybody interested or somebody starting a cooking team or needs a. Something a little bigger, or tired of cooking out of a truck or a car and cannabis and all. I got a 6x trailer, or enclosed trailer for sale. So I just picked up my newbie on Friday, actually. So anybody that's interested in a trailer or knows somebody, you can just give me a call or shoot me an email at former2001@gmail.com. I've got that out there on a couple of the message boards and had a couple people answer them all. So I think. I think for long I'll have a buyer for it, hopefully. But if anybody knows somebody out there looking for one of those, would love to. I look like a little car lot out here now. I got an extra vehicle and I got a trailer for sale, so we're ready to do some business out there, baby. So, yeah, we're excited about getting our new trailer kind of all fixed up. We picked it up on Friday down there in South Georgia and. Got some stuff already kind of put aside to kind of get customized, and so I guess we'll shoot everybody probably looks like Saluda Shoals there in a couple of weeks. I think though that actually the next SCBA competition is up there in Greenville. I think is that the Shriner thing. I think downtown Greenville, I believe.
I think it's in 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, I tried to call and get in that a couple of weeks ago, and be honest with you, I didn't think it was going to be a problem. And they were full. I mean, it was like they'd been full for a long time, and I think they got like 45, 48 teams or something. I was like, wow, they're already filled up. So I was like, okay. So
well, you can go on up with me. I'm going to Lexington, North Carolina that weekend for another KCBS. They got like 74 teams in that one. They want three more.
That's right. That's the one in Lexington. Well, actually, what I did was I went and looked on there, and I didn't even think about KCBS, actually. There's an SBN, Southern Barbecue's got an event, I think, in Somerville. So we're going to like to go down there and cook in that. I was kind of actually still cook somewhere in our new trailer, so I think we're going to head down to Somerville in a couple of weeks and christen the old the new trailer. So looking forward to that as well. So. But yeah, it looked like some good contest this weekend. I was looking at the scoring, and actually some pretty good scores down there in Harneyville. We had a 16. Anytime you hit a 16, for everybody out there, you know, maybe it sounds a little Greek tree, but anyway, 16 is a pretty high score on SCBA. So I see where Carolina Barbecue got a score of 16 and Ribs and Thomas Buckhouse was a 15-8-9, and then over there on the Butts, Carolina Barbecue was a 15-8-4, and then a 15-7-1 for Thomas Buckhouse on Butts. So that was some pretty strong scores right there. I didn't look pull up. I didn't have a chance to remember.
They weren't that high on Rockville.
Yeah, I want to say like 15-6 or 15-7 was. Pulling it up right now. I can't remember. Let's see. Yeah, 15-6 in Butts. Actually, I smoked up in Ribs. So they had a 15-8-6 or in Ribs. And then Butts was Delco 15-5-2, and then Can't Switch Smoking at 15-5-0. And of course, Doug Quinn, they'll pick it up behind. And 521 Barbecue Ribs, 15-4. I don't know if I recognize those guys right there. Yeah, it looks like the scores, I said, in Harderville were pretty strong. So I don't know, sometimes if it's the combination of the teams and the judges, or I don't know, kind of hard to tell. I'm not really sure. That was some pretty good teams up there in Rock Hill, though. We had Doco and All Smoked Up. Of course, Can't Quit Smoking. Big GQ, I see, Up in Smoke. Doug Quinn, they'll pick up behind. So that's a lot of good teams up there as well. So I guess it looks like on and Rock Hill is out there, and I think I remember this. We cooked there the last 2 years. I think they just do a rib buy-in because I see 12 teams in Butts and 9 in Ribs, so that usually tells me that when you have the buy-in, some teams just choose not to do it. So,
yeah, that's what
they did a cash-only deal, didn't they? Yeah. Well, cash is good, though. Cash is always good, so nothing.
That's right.
Nothing's wrong with that. Were you excited about KCBS? If you could, KCBS this year?
This will be my first one of the year, so, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm hoping we can start the year like we finished the year last year, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like I started to figure out the ribs and the chicken in KCBS, and I don't know what it is. I just can't seem to figure out butts in KCBS. I don't know. It just seems like a different flavor profile, or they just don't like our box or something in KCBS. I ain't really got a handle on that. Brisket, I think we're still kind of getting there. The other two things, like I said, chicken and ribs, we seem to do fine on those, but I can't figure out butts in KCBS. I'm not sure where I'm missing out on that. So
you should go with me, because the last two I've been in, I've won first in pork, both of them, and got second place in brisket. And my chicken and ribs is what I need help with. I got a fourth and a sixth in that. So if you want to team up, you cook chicken and ribs.
it took me a little while to figure out on chicken, but we got going pretty good on chicken last year. We got a couple of calls on chicken last year. It's a pretty big contest. So I started to figure that one out, I think. So, but I tell you, it takes some time. You have to get your timelines down and kind of get find those flavor profiles that they're looking for. Of course, on that chicken, that big thing, they like that bite through skin. And then, of course, it appears that pretty much, I think most everybody does bone-in thighs. I don't know if anybody's had success on the boneless. I don't know. Most of the guys I've talked to, I think, do the bone-in, but, maybe some do the boneless. But of course, that skin is a big deal. I've heard everything from A to Z about, taking the skin off and scraping the fat out, putting it back on there, just everything. I've heard people putting mayonnaise on them, and it's just all kind of things out there. I think you gotta find the thing that seems to work for you on your smoker and roll with it. But there's a little bit of an art, obviously, to get that skin bite through. Chicken's kind of like ribs. You kind of got a window there. You got to hit those things, where they're kind of at the right taste and tenderness and texture and so forth. Obviously, you got to do it on butts and brisket too. But I think it's a little more forgiving on those. I think the ribs and the chicken, though, is that's the one that takes a little more time to conquer. But once you kind of figure it out, you're obviously good to go. So I think we're finally on the chicken and ribs. We gotta work on some butts out there. So. But, then again, I haven't really cooked the KCBS in a while. We started finally doing better on butts than SCBA, I think, for the most part. So maybe next time when I cook our KCBS here, I guess we'll be up there and first we'll be in Waynesboro here in a little over a month. So we'll find out then if we got something figured out there. So you got anybody else did you notice going up to Kings Mountain League?
I think I heard Palmetto Smokehouse was going, but they're not on the list yet, and I think it's me, him, and one other team. That's it from South Carolina.
Wow. Huh. What's that?
It's mostly North Carolina, Tennessee, and then there's, like one or two from Virginia, one from California, something like that. But, yeah, I was surprised there's only two or three teams from South Carolina going, so we're going to go try to represent the state well anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I guess the guy up there in up there in Virginia. I think he was on Pitmasters. I've seen him out of South Carolina a couple of times.
Checker Pig.
There you go. Thank you very much. Checker Pig. I wonder if he'd be there. He gets down to South Carolina, Georgia. Excuse me, South Carolina and North Carolina, I think, a fair amount. So he's always pretty good, in fact. So, that should be good. That's always good to get out there and see kind of those different teams and kind of hone your skills against these different cookers and so forth. So should be a good one, man. Should be a good one up there.
I got to go where I can make some money. I can't do nothing as long as All Smoked Up's cooking. So I got to taste the guests.
looks like those guys have got it rolling again. Got off to, you know, maybe a little bit of a slow start, if you want to call it that, I guess. But they've got it cranking now, and they've got some good calls here the last couple of weeks. So I think actually their next contest, I changed a couple of texts with Cole today, actually, and I think their next one will be Saluda Shoals as well. Got an email from Jim Wallman today, and I think they've got 16, 17 teams up there. I would imagine they'll probably try to get about 20 teams in that one. He's got a nice little venue there. It's not not like it's tiny, but it's not. I don't think they're really equipped to do a ton of teams. And of course, also you've got the event up there in Chester as well. So looks like we'll have two events on that weekend as well. What is that? That Howl and Hog in Chester? Have I got that right? Hog on the Hill,
yeah.
Excuse me, Hog on the Hill up there in Big Chester, South Carolina. I think that's one that's been around for a long time as well. So that might, maybe that we'll have a good turnout in that one as well. And then I think after that, I think the next weekend, again, no contest on that week. And then I think the one after that is Old Pig in the Park up there in Williamston. Kind of got a pretty neat venue up there, that one. They have a nice festival and so forth. They tie in.
Didn't they cancel that one?
I'm sorry?
Did they cancel that one?
Pig in the Park? I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that was still, I hope not, because I got a free entry in that one, so I hope they didn't cancel it.
They did. You could join that club that All Smoked Up joined.
I mean, that would be just my luck. One, I get to win last year, and then they cancel the name thing. Now, I think it's good. I think they have a pretty good, it's a pretty big deal. They got I think it's kind of like a park or whatever right there. They kind of got a festival there as well. It was a pretty good crowd there last year for that on Friday night and on Saturday night. I remember they had a little bit of rain on Saturday here and there, but the crowd stayed pretty good. Our buddy, Mr. Gene, Backwood Smokers, we loaded up in his truck to go to Waffle House that night. We decided we wanted to get something to eat about 9:30, and they got it. I guess that's got Williamson there, and then I guess you got, I have no idea why they have Pelzer and West Pelzer. I don't know how you can have a town that small and have, you know, actually two towns there. But anyway, they got a funky, it's like a five-way stop or something. It's a crazy little setup up there. And anyway, it is pretty doggone confusing. But we were getting ready to head to Waffle House, we're passing through there and getting ready to go up the interstate. And, you know, Gene did a ride on red, I think, and which didn't see anything wrong with it. Next thing we know, about like 200 yards, there's this cop coming after us. He got pulled, and he got a ticket for it. So any teams going to Williamson this year to Pig in the Park, watch the five-way stop right there. They got a little, that's their little honey hole, I think, for catching people. So I don't mean to step on the West Pelzer or Pelzer money revenue, but trying to help our barbecue buddies out. Don't be one of those guys that does something you think you can do. When we came back that night, the sign or whatever they had, it was so hard to read. It's unbelievable. So it's kind of posted, but it's just not fair. And I kind of thought they were going to cut him a break. I mean, we're out of town. I didn't realize it. And the guy was nice, but didn't really have a lot of sympathy. He didn't really have a lot of problem writing that ticket out either, so. So watch out when you get a Pig in the Park this year at Williamson. Watch out for that five-way stop, I think is what they call that, in the big town of either Pelzer or West Pelzer. So don't contribute any more to their city government there. So and then I think actually after that, you get to the end of May, and then we got the new one up there. It seems like it's going to be a lot of fun, the Days of Thunder. Up there in Columbia that our buddy Garland, I think, has kind of helped organize. So that can be kind of cool at the, I guess that's the Thunder Tower, which is kind of really, what do they call that, Pontiac, maybe out that far. But that's just up I-20. So that sounds like a great event. I think they got a pretty good prize money in that one as well. So that's going to be a good one. In fact, we got some pretty good ones coming up in in late May and June, that's a pretty good payout. So, you know, the contest there in Buford Highland Hall, I think, is pretty good as well. And now that I see this, Lee, I think I got that mixed up. Actually, April 25th, 26th in Greenville, that's the Project Host. I got that mixed up. That's Project Host call. That's actually in downtown Greenville. And then they had the, I guess, the Shriners one was supposed to be sometime here in April, but they rescheduled that one, and that one is now June 6th and 7th as well, the same weekend as Highland Hog and Buford. But that's probably not necessarily a bad thing because you got one in Malden, Greenville, and then you got one in Buford. So that allows these teams who are like one end of the state or the other, you know, they can save some fuel and go to one that works out best for them. So it's good to, see that. I hope we'll see more of that in the future where the SCBA, I know they don't like to necessarily step in or tell these contests, but I wish they would kind of, you know, give some, for lack of a better word, constructive criticism maybe on the dates of these things. I think they'll find that they'll probably get more teams to participate, and they'll probably get more people come out and so forth. So there's not so many contests or two contests in the same area on the same weekend. I think it works out for best for everybody. So hopefully we'll see, like I said, everybody doing a better job of that in the future. But that sets up pretty good, one in Buford and one up there in Malden as well. I think that's the same venue as the event they have there in September, which was very well organized last year. I think it's like maybe the last weekend of September. I think they call it the Malden Barbecue Cook-Off. I believe it's at the same place over there. I got a nice little setup there, nice and flat, and asphalt, and power and water hookups. It'll work out real good as well. So there's something like the top. There's a lot of great contests, you know, here through middle of June, and it kind of tapers off here in July and August. There's a couple I think they're still kind of working on that may not be on the board here yet, but it looks like they're going to happen. And of course, once we get in the fall, pretty good lineup there in September and October, and a couple there in November as well. So it's going to be a busy fall for SCBA, and then hopefully it's hard to believe that we'll all of a sudden be back, man, in 2015, and hopefully we'll have another full lineup as well for next year also. So, but we got a long way to go still, and a lot of contests here to cook in. So, what's next on here? So you got two KCBS coming up, Lee. What after that? It'll put you into I guess toward the end of April. Have you got anything else after that lined up? KCBS or SCBA?
Hang on, I'll tell you. Check my calendar. It depends on if I win or not. Then I'll know if I got money to do anymore. No, I ain't got all that money like you got.
I wish.
It's this weekend and next weekend are North Carolina, KCBS, and then the following weekend is Salute of Shoals.
Yep.
And then the weekend after that, I'm going to go do that Jiggy with the Piggy up there in Kannapolis. And then take a week off, and then BanjoBQ, and then Thunder Tower.
Yeah.
Then Sam's Club.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. That's another thing, unfortunately. The Sam's Club is in Charleston, unfortunately, is the same week as the Highland Hog and the Shriner in Malden. And then the next weekend still find it's hard to believe, but they've got the one in Asheville the same weekend as Tryon. Which everybody knows, I mean, Tryon just down the mountain there from Asheville. So I was kind of surprised with that they did that on the same weekend. But, you know, I guess they've got enough Sam's events across the country where, you know, if you lived in that area and couldn't do that one, there's somewhere else you could travel to get your cook in as well for the Sam. So, but that's kind of a shame that kind of on the same weekend. That's a pretty good. I mean, that Tryon contest usually I think about 70, 80 teams. I think I've never actually been to it. I've heard nothing but great things about that one. And, of course, the SCBA event, not near that size, but for an SCBA, I think there'll probably be about 30 or some odd teams, there in Beaufort. So that's going to be a good one as well. Because that is the same weekend, isn't it, Lee? Is the Charleston Sams?
What's that? Sams and what?
The Sams and Charleston. I think that's the same weekend as the High in the Hog, which is, that is June the 6th and 7th.
Yeah, it's first weekend in June.
Yeah, it's the same weekend. So, yeah, wow.
I was just looking at this, and out of the next 9 weekends, I'm going to be cooking. So,
wow.
I didn't realize that. And 6 of them are KCS.
Wow. Good deal.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think we've got about 4 KCS lined up, so. Looking forward to Benzer Q. That's always a real big one over here in Aiken. They got a huge, huge personality. I think the first, it's like about $40,000 for that one. I believe first place in each category. I think it's $5,000, I believe. And then I guess maybe grand champion is like $5,000 as well. I can't remember. And they got a pretty big contest
category
as well.
I think first category is $2,000, and grand is $5,000, reserve grand is $2,500, and then, but they're paying 10 spots in each category too. So
that's right. That's right. My bad. You're exactly right. $2,000. Yeah, they pay up to 10 places. So yeah. So if you pay 10 places in 4 categories, that starts adding up some dollars right there. So
plus they got that steak contest, the dessert contest.
Yep, exactly.
I'm looking forward to that one. Hearing you and Gene talk about it and Jim Berg, I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that's a great event. They've really grown that thing. I tell you, you're gonna see a turnout, a lot more obviously. But you're gonna see something kind of like Fort Roy, but obviously on a bigger scale because the place they're doing this at is a big area. Where they have a lot of outdoor concerts, so they have a lot of space out there. Of course, AB Beverage kind of has put this on and so forth, and they get a lot of help and volunteers and so forth. So, it's a nice area and plenty of parking and plenty of space for the cookers and so forth. So, they've done a great job.
Somebody was telling me they got like a hospitality tent for just the cookers, like drinks and snacks and stuff too. So, that's pretty cool that they do all that.
Yeah, as I remember, I think they do. I think they got a little thing where you can go get a drink or snacks or something. I know they do that at they've got that at Waynesboro as well at the Boss Hog. I think at the Banjo Q, I think it's kind of that raise money and it's great price. I think they do like a $5 breakfast, and it's pretty much a nice little buffet and all. Of course, the KCBS down there in Waynesboro, the Boss Hall, they have a tremendous breakfast. It starts about 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, and man, they got an unbelievable buffet. I mean, it's like grits and bacon and sausages and this and that, and very very good. And in fact, they have this, I think it's a bank kind of sponsored that, a local bank here in Waynesboro, and they actually, you walk in there and you don't even have to pick up your plate, man. If somebody's there to get a plate, and you want some grits? Yeah, I like some grits. Hey, you need some bacon? I mean, they load you all up, and you go sit down, and they bring coffee to you. I mean, they roll out the red carpet for you down there in Waynesboro. I'm always very very impressed with that. I think it's Nan, and can't think of maybe a couple of – we'll try to get them on here in a couple of weeks, talk about their event. But they do about as good a job as anybody I've ever contest I've ever been to in the last 3 years as far as organization, things they do for the cookers, just the whole 9 yards, the way that thing is – it's organized. I mean, it's very, very well-run contest, and that's why they always that thing. I'm not sure if it's sold out yet, but I know in the last couple of years it sells out or gets booked up pretty quick. So I don't know if they have any spots left for that one. I think that one's – they expanded it a little bit a couple of years ago. I think at one time there were 36 teams. I think now it's 42 teams, and they're pretty strict on that. Yeah, they set you up kind of a horseshoe, and then out there in the middle – they set up the stage for the band, and they have some people come in that do vending and so forth. But the nice thing is you got plenty of space for your setup, and then all the people that come in kind of walk around that middle area, so you don't get so cramped. So that's a nice event, and they got a couple of nice, I guess, voluntary competition. They got a people choice they do on Saturday. You can participate in if you like. They've got a wing competition on Friday night that you can do as well. And then they've also got a strawberry contest on Saturday as well. So they got some extra things. You don't have to participate in them if you want to. And I think a couple of them are actually, maybe them all three, I think, are free to participate in. In fact, I think for the people's choice, so they can get a fair amount of teams to give out some of the bucks and stuff they have. I think they actually give you a discount on the entry, so which is kind of neat. So anybody out there that is going to do some KCS competitions, that's one to put on your calendar down there in Waynesboro, Georgia. They do a great job down there, and we're definitely looking forward to that one. It's a lot of fun. In fact, I think as I remember, I think that was the first contest I ever cooked in, actually.
Oh yeah,
I was down there. But yeah, that was pretty humbling experience going in and cooking against a lot of top KCS teams. So if you want to get your butt handed to you, that's a good way to do it. Go cook the KCS. And you find out all about it, because we went down there and I've done a little bit of research, but didn't really know a lot about the boxing and this, that, and the other. And we didn't go to VAL, but it was quite humbling, though, that's for sure. So, but nonetheless, a great event down there. So, and for anybody that just wants to go check out the barbecue competition too,
it's nice to go to these events where they show that they care about the cookers, man. It makes a huge difference. It makes you want to go back. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a two-way street, as you know. When they do that, that means they're already selling for next year. So it makes it a lot easier to get cookers coming. Or unfortunately, if you do have two contests on one weekend and you're one that ran a great event, made it cooker friendly, more than likely the cookers are going to flock to that one, first. We were talking, I guess, last week, even though it was a first time event, the event down there at the Beaver Bar, I mean, they made it, I thought, pretty cooker friendly, and took care of everyone, and had a little breakfast on Saturday morning, and was very well organized, and thanked everybody for coming, and that's going to be one that we'll definitely have on our calendar for next year. So you can it's a lot of people know when you go cook at all these events and all, you kind of get the feel for the ones you kind of like and don't like and so forth. And let's see, we got another caller in here. Let's see who we got here at 803-824. We got you on the line here.
Hey, Chris, it's Scott. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, sir? It's Scott Carter with Carter Kewin. Scott was down there in Big Hardyville. How was that event this year, Scott? The Georgia South Carolina border cook-off is what they call that.
It still needs a lot of work done to it, but I mean, it was fun. It just needs a little more organization.
Yeah, I've heard kind of the last couple of years it wasn't I'm trying to find a nice way to put it. It wasn't received as well as some of these other ones, like say Port Royal. And the Port Royal just always stands out in my mind for an SCBA event, because I mean it's unbelievable how they do that thing. And then even though they had the rain a couple of years ago. And of course, the one we got coming up in a couple of weeks, the Lewis Shoals, Jim Welland, man, they do a great job with that contest. I don't know if he's doing the same thing or not, so I hope I don't mean to screw him up, but I know last year they had a really nice thing on Friday night. They had hot dogs and hamburgers, and they even had cold beer for you. And so anybody that's going to give a cooker cold beer on a Friday night, you know what? They went after my heart right there, man. So that's a great event, and cooker friendly. Had a little bluegrass band out there Friday night. I think they had a bluegrass band out there on Saturday. That's a fun event as well. So looking forward to Salute the Shoal this year. So yeah, you can kind of tell the ones that, and that's probably the ones, unfortunately, that will maybe start to struggle. Unfortunately, if they don't, if they're not running it right, or they just see some newer contests start to pop up, say the Thunder Valley thing, and some of these others, they start to pop up and say maybe do a good job. It's going to make it tough on these other guys. The contest, these, you know, these cookers, are, they're going to go to, you know, you can't really necessarily cook it every weekend. So you're going to start picking the ones you really want to go to. And it's going to make it tough for some of these guys to, you know, to survive. Because, you know, for these contests, obviously the big thing is you got to have you got to have cookers there. That's what makes them go. And
yep.
And also South Carolina, we got, you know, what, we got SBN, we got KCBS as well. So you got other events going on also. So there's a lot of different things that people can pick and choose and go to. So they better you know, kind of get on the stick per se and get it run right. Well, was there a big turnout of the public down there? Scott, was that part of the event, or was the public not really a big deal for that one?
Saturday, a bunch of the cookers we talked to them the other day. What they tried to do Friday night was they tried to have a big music venue, and
okay.
Then they had the cookers outside. So, like we normally cook chicken wings, you know, you serve them to the public. We cooked the chicken wings and actually carried them inside to where they were playing music. So we had no part of that.
Okay.
So Friday night was not that great, but Saturday there was actually a good many people come out to eat the barbecue.
Right. Yeah, of course it was pretty nice.
Friday night was kind of a big bust.
Huh. Wow. And so I guess I pulled off. There was like 9:15. Woo! Get us in the habit. Well, I guess I just hit a button I wasn't supposed to hit there, guys. Sorry about that.
Hell?
Pretty cool song, though, wasn't it? All right. I forgot what I was saying. That kind of caught me off guard.
If you need to go, just tell us. We'll hang up.
Man, I get a little challenged sometimes. It's like, man, I got all these fancy controls on the blocked-off radio screen, and I was sliding across with the mouse, and I guess I hit the music there, and I'm going to use that song one time. I kind of like that, actually. Maybe that happened for a reason, you know. Sometimes things happen like that. So they had how many teams were down there at Hartville? It was like 9 or 10? What was the?
I think there was 10.
10 teams, okay.
10.
Yeah, 10 teams
yep.
Right there, okay. Polish Pork, what a name. I just saw that. I was just looking at the teams there. Polish Pork and Redneck Smokers. That's a pretty, that's a cool name down there. How about that? And
yeah.
New River Barbecue. I'm not familiar with those guys either. How about that?
Mm-mm. I think I think some of them are from Savannah. A few teams from Savannah,
okay.
Georgia, local teams. So.
Savannah, Georgia probably was Yes Dear Barbecue. I know. I think they're from Savannah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I think
yeah,
they won the chicken wings Friday night.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see our man Gene got a 2.83 in appearance. That's a nice appearance there.
That's the only thing he was happy about. Yeah, it didn't help him.
that's pretty. I mean, usually, you know, quite honestly, usually when you see a score like that in appearance, that's usually a team that's going to be in the top two or three most of the time. Looks like what really got it. I guess obviously the texture and. Next generation and the taste, really, but appearance was that's a heck of an appearance goal right there.
He said his aroma was low too.
Yeah, 1.71.
I don't know.
Not too bad.
I don't know what
happened
down there with that. That's strange. Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure that aroma. I don't know. I don't know what some of the tricks are out there. I don't know what some of these guys are doing. Or I say trick. That's not the right word. Or strategy or whatever it is, but I ain't really figured that out yet. So I don't.
I heard Tony Kraut from Doco Smokes got a hint. If you want to call it.
Yeah. Well, I'll say I saw it in action. I'll be honest. I think we'll pass on it. Oh boy, that's pretty funny. Wow. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know. I think the problem is I just need to quit changing. Doing what I'm doing and make it work on that instead of trying to change it. Just sometimes it's just kind of across the board, I think. That's one that's always kind of interesting to me, that aroma one. I don't know. But I know for us, maybe 25% of the time I think we've gotten a pretty good score in it, and then the other 75% we haven't really done as well. It kind of that's one that really, you know, can kind of, you know, maybe make you a first, second, or third or a difference maker, but then it also can make you take you from a third to a fifth or sixth, you know. So, unfortunately, something you still got to kind of score good in. And it won't be a deal buster, but, you know, I just looking at the scores here, I guess. Let's see, Aroma on the top three in Hardeeville there, you got 1.81, and then next was 1.78, and then third, they had a 1.80 in Aroma. So, you know, obviously the Aroma is pretty important. You know, I just noticed there on that's on ribs. 1.75, 1.77, 1.81, 1.23 in butts and Aroma. And then actually Commonest Smokehouse in appearance had a 2.83 as well. That's a strong score in ribs as well. So we had a couple pretty good I guess Carol Barbecue, kind of in that wild. They had a 1.8583 in ribs, a 1.8583 in butts, and overall impression as well. Kind of weird, kind of the same numbers you're kind of getting there. Kind of interesting to me. Wow, that's pretty good score there, an overall impression there. So, wow. I guess the weather was good down there, Scott. I mean, obviously it's good pretty much all around, but
it was really good, but it kind of got warm there Saturday.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I don't know. I guess you're out there
kind of warm. And the one thing I forgot about down there, being close down there, was the daggone sand gnats.
Sand gnats
were awful.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
I bet they're starting to rock and roll now, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that damn thing, man, they get on you, and it just feel like you just, you know, it's just like little thing getting up underneath the hair in your arm or whatever. I mean, it drives you nuts. That's for dang sure. Don't damn sand that.
Yes, sir.
Drives crazy. So makes it tough if you ain't got a place to go take some refuge in. So
yes.
Yeah, especially if you're outside like that. No fun at all. So I was hoping.
Other than that, I mean, hell, it was fun. Gene was down there, so that made it well worth the trip.
Yeah. Gene was without Tisha, is that correct? Was Tisha not there?
No, she wasn't there. No. He had some guy, I can't remember his name. He come in late Friday night and helped him out, but I mean, hell, we had a good time.
Listen, I promise you, Tisha was happy for him to go.
Yeah, he was telling me all weekend that he wears the boots in that family, but
wow.
Yeah, Gene talks a lot. Gene talks a lot. I don't think Gene could get up and fart in the morning without Tisha though.
Wow.
Yeah, there's definitely not a dull moment around Gene Culberson that was smoking. That is for sure. So,
yeah, he's
and I don't have y'all. Have y'all seen his new hat? He broke it out this weekend.
Yeah,
he's talking about the 25. That's not a 10 gallon. He's talking about the $25 gallon hat, that big one.
Yeah,
just call him Gene Ramirez from now on.
Oh my lord.
The only thing missing on him was a backpack blower.
Yeah, exactly. Some landscape company or something. Or
wow. Lord, I swear. I'm waiting on him to walk by and go, see, F.A.
Yeah, well, I think we got another caller here. Let me see who we got here.
Probably
Gene. 803-600. We got your line. Is this
that's
Cole?
Yeah, man. What's going on? How y'all?
What's up, Cole? How you doing, man? Appreciate
good,
you calling
good.
In. How's it going?
Oh, man, it's pretty good. We just got through a dinner. I was trying to get it done, and we was kind of messing around real quick, and I was trying to one call and say hey, and congratulations on picking up the trailer. Can't wait to see that rig.
Yeah, we're looking, and congratulations to you guys. We were just talking about kind of interesting weekend. We had you guys kind of did the daily double up there in Rock Hill, and you know, I don't know if that's ever happened before. Then we had a daily double, Carolina Barbecue, one first, and Butts and Ribs as well. So, and then actually Palmer Smokehouse second, and both of them as well. So kind of an interesting weekend on SCBA with kind of the, lack of a better word, same cast of characters there in the win column. So congratulations, guy. That's a pretty good field up there. Come see me. It's a nice look. I've been there before. We've been there the last 2 years. I hated we missed it this year. But that's a nice event that culminates into I guess they do the big festival Saturday night where all the people are going to go down there by that pond or that lake down there, Cole?
Yeah, well, I got there kind of late on Friday like normal. But, you know, they come by. We did our anything but on Friday night, and then after that on Saturday, you know, you cook, and they come get everything once it's done after the judging all is over, and, you know, they take everything away. But they where they had us set up at was kind of up on top of a hill, you know, and you could see the stage and everything that way. And, you know, you could see, you know, people were steadily coming in with coolers and stuff to mark their little, you know, spots and stuff off where they were going to be spending the day at. So, I mean, that's a huge – I didn't even realize that thing was, you know, as big as it was. And apparently that's a pretty big to-do in Rock Hill. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that thing goes for like 10 days, doesn't it? And actually, I think that was the end of it on Saturday, but I think it started like 10 days or something before. I mean, it's a big deal up there. And I think it's going to go off a time.
Yeah, it's a 10-day festival. And I think that Saturday, you know, they were talking about they were expecting like 30,000 people to be there.
I remember when they had the cook's meeting, I remember them telling us that, you know, they gave you about an hour and a half window, which was fine, but they gave us a window, and I said, listen, I mean, you're welcome to stay, but if you don't get out of here by this time, you're here. So you can't either leave by whatever, 2:30 or something or whatever, or you get to leave at about 10:30. And they said there'll be like 40,000 people, and we got on out of there, which worked out good for us. But it's a great time up there, man. They do a nice little job, and as I remember, they got they got a little area there for the judges, and they got the judges the results done pretty quickly up there. And like I said, we were out of there, pretty quick. So and as I remember, the water and the power kind of goes up, kind of behind there, kind of almost right near by that little road leads in, and then kind of curls down to the side down there. But they got a nice little setup there, I think.
Yeah, it was nice. And there was only 12 teams this year, and they said that was the least number of teams they'd ever had.
Right.
You know, which and everything was quick. Like you said, I mean, the judging got done, and they moved us along pretty well. And like I said, I guess with the you know, that festival going on, you know, they're trying to get us out of there so we can get out and get on, you know, and open up the spot. Because, like I said, people were coming in by the droves with tents and marking off their little areas to hang out and, you know, spend the whole day out there. So, I mean, it was a good deal. It was, they came and got the barbecue and they cut us loose. And, you know, I think we were home by 3 o'clock. So,
wow.
I wasn't too... So definitely a quick deal.
That made it not. Well, who won the? I remember first year up there we did the. What should have been? I guess 2 years ago we did the Friday night event. And actually last year it was a pretty bad storm that came in and they ended up like on Friday morning canceling the thing, and they did not do the Friday night. But what did they? Who won that this year?
Doug Quinn won Friday night with Shrimp and Grits.
Oh, did he really? Okay, wow. Shrimp and grits.
Yep. And I was told to make shrimp and grits at least 10 times, and I just didn't listen. I guess hard-headed. But I also told Jimmy them ribs weren't going to work either. Them things were so hot, I couldn't believe they went. But
wow,
you know,
how about that?
I looked at him and told him we were standing there in the trailer, and I asked him, I said, man, I don't know what you did to this sauce, but good God, it's hot. And he looked at me, and he goes, no, it's not bad. And like 2 seconds after he said it's not bad, he went, whoa, there it is. And I said, yeah, it's hot. But that was a complete shock. I mean, if you'd have been there and seen, you know, I'd have loved to have had a picture of our reaction because we all were in the trailer, you know, trying the ribs and talking and, like, going, golly, where'd all that heat come from? You know, trying to figure it out. And it's one of those things. I had to eat crow, and I looked at Jimmy, and I just handed him the trophy and said, you're the man. I can't stop you there.
All right. Yeah, sometimes it don't work out that way. It just, it's not where it should be, or, it should be a little sweeter or whatever. But, I guess you never know what time, sometimes the judges are thinking, or, sometimes when it gets on that meter, it sits on a little bit, maybe, who knows. So, obviously for you guys, it was definitely the right thing, because I remember, I think we had a pretty high score, too. So
I think we figured out the secret, guys. If you blow everybody's taste buds out with the first box, they can't taste anything else.
Yeah, I was about to say, I pulled a classic Lee. I got done with the ribs turning in the box, and I went back and I threw the ribs away. I said, ain't nobody going to eat this.
That's like the guy that cooked down, we're talking about in Fort Worth, that had the jalapeno barbecue. That's what I told Kevin. I was like, man, if we end up on that guy's table behind that, we ain't got a chance. Oh, neither do the other five teams, for that matter.
Yeah,
that was some okay. That was some hot barbecue. Whoever that was had that. Wow. Well, good thing, man. So next up for you guys is Saluda Shows as well, Cole?
Yes, sir. That's gonna be our next event. I think that's a good event. We like it. It's close to the house. It's cooker friendly. They do that little cookout for everybody on Friday night. Which is good. It gives us a chance to relax and kind of get our work done and just kind of focus on what we're there to do. And also, really just gives us time to hang out with one another. It's wild, because you think about it, but, you're spending more time with, I guess, you spend a lot of time with each other, but, you get down there and it's kind of like, I heard the phrase barbecue family, and, you get to really get the chance to, hang out with everybody and talk and cut up and have a good time before you start getting serious. And that's a good event for that.
Well, most of us try to do that, but some people put up their security walls and you can't get in.
Anybody's welcome in the trailer. I don't have a problem with anybody coming in. Well, I do have a problem. I won't lie. I will. Sometimes. But nobody even knew who that guy was, so I don't even know what. Why is everybody getting mad at me for it?
That was funny.
They just had a random guy just walk in my trailer, and he's standing there looking at me, and I turn around and said, can I help you? He goes, I'm just watching. Oh, no, you're not.
What, somebody walked in the trailer?
Yeah, I think it was just somebody there that was visiting the park or whatever, and he just walked in the trailer and was standing there like 3 feet behind me while I was prepping meat and, getting my stuff ready to go in the cooler. And I turned around and I didn't know him, and Gary didn't know him, and I looked and I said, well, can I help you? No, I'm just watching. No, sir, you can't.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was last year. You should have let him see what you did last year. It wouldn't have helped.
Yeah, last year was hopefully I'll do a lot better than I did last year.
Last year you had trouble with a fan or something on a cooker, or what was the, something happened on the cooker, didn't it, Cole?
They had too much meat.
Yeah, the cooker wouldn't get up the tent. We had too much meat in the cooker. We built our novice box first, but we didn't figure that out until we closed the lid on it and saw the big end on top of it, and Jimmy about fainted. And I instantly went into rage. And pretty much anything else that you can possibly imagine went wrong, we did wrong that day. we couldn't get the temp up on the cooker, and there's a couple other things, but you know what? Man, it is what it is. You're going to have bad days. You just don't want to have them, but sometimes you can't help but have them.
It is what it is, but y'all weren't no fun to be around that afternoon. Good Lord.
No, I don't like to lose, man. I can tell you, I'm a competitive person. I know we always say it, this is just a hobby, and, I don't really take it serious, but I don't think anybody takes it any more serious other than me, except for maybe... And Gary takes it. He takes it real serious. He gets serious about it. I can't speak for Jimmy, but
Gary just likes to win.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, has anybody seen the paper, the article from down in Battle at the Beach?
Yeah, well, they had an article.
Yeah, they did. There was a little article from the Fever Bar Shots is what it was called, and it was barbecue battle at the beach. It talked about, you know, the proceeds going to the outreach farm and stuff like that.
Oakland Tailgaters is in here. They're mentioned. Dwayne Jones. They got a good picture of Dwayne's backside. And a couple other good pictures. It's a pretty good little article.
What paper was that, Cole?
This was, I don't even know. Let's see. Inlet Outlook, maybe? It was, I guess the lady that wrote it up was Anita Crone, A-N-I-T-A-C-R-O-N-E. And it's Inlet Outlook, but I can't. Yes, the Inlet Outlook says that's the she wrote it up for the Inlet Outlook. Yep, that's all I got for you. That's the best I can do. Just got the little shred of paper here.
Well, that was a great event, like we talked about last week and a little bit tonight. It was well done. I tell you, they're going to make that into a. In a pretty big event, I think, especially next year and years to come. I think they're pretty excited about it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad they got some good press out of that as well.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So everybody's planning to be at Slew Shoals in a couple weeks?
Yep. I think pretty much the usual cast of characters. It sounds like should be there. And I got an email from Jim today, and I think I got about 16, 17 teams right now, and I guess that's probably about a good number for them, maybe about 20, 22 probably. It's not real tiny, but not a huge area back in there, so that's probably, it gets about 20 teams, I think they should be set, so should be a good one. Should be a good one.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
I appreciate y'all calling in. I've actually over the tailgate got to go do the IRS thing and pay the government, it looks like. So I got to finish my taxes up after that week-long catering job. I was hoping to come in at night and kind of work on here and there, but that didn't happen. I pretty much collapsed on the couch every night. So we're going to finish our taxes up hopefully tonight and get them submitted. As always, I come in right under the gun here, so. We'll get them, but I appreciate Scott Carter calling in. Of course, we got Lee Morris Ball Smoke and obviously Carl with All Smoked Up. Congratulations again on the Daily Double up there and the Come See Me Barbecue Festival, first in butts and first in ribs. So. But appreciate everybody calling in tonight. Hope everybody has a great week and a safe week. And I guess it's like no contest this week at SUBA, but good luck to our buddy Lee up there and Kings Mountain, North Carolina, KCBS event. So we call in next Monday. We're really anxious to hear how you did and how the KCBS event went. But as always, appreciate everybody listening in tonight and look forward to y'all listening to us next week. So we're going to close it out with everybody knows what. Go Cox. See you next week, guys. Thanks a lot.